This episode of Trophy Horrors is brought to you in part by Play31.net. Play31.net offers single tables, speed, sit and go tournaments, and regularly scheduled multi-table freeze-out tournaments with hundreds of players. Make sure to use code 1212 when registering. That's Play31.net.
All right, Donnie, count us down in your top five favorite turtle characters.
You said turtle? Yeah. No, there's only four of them, right?
No, there's only four turtles. I said characters.
I'm about to care about anybody else but the turtles. Okay,
Hey, what about Casey Jones?
What about April O'Neil, Splinter?
Raphael, Michelangelo, Leonardo, Shredder, because he got a real cool name, and I like his helmet, and Master Splinter.
That was Donatello.
If he's not on the countdown, then he's whack.
You don't like the dude that makes all the gadgets that help the turtles win any battles. Just because he wields a stick.
No, the staff
What's wrong
is
with the dude
sweet.
That wields a stick?
Huh? There's nothing wrong with the staff. I actually like his weapon better than Raphael's
weapon.
Is it because
he goes around with a purple mask on? Is that what
it is? I think it is. Nope, I think it's the purpleness.
You know?
No, because purple is my color. That's my favorite color.
Fruity.
So it's not purple.
No, maybe he's not the manly turtle.
No, you know what? It's because he actually has a brain and Donnie feels intimidated. Hello, everybody, and welcome to Trophy Horrors. This is episode 132. I'm your host, Shooky Mick. Alongside with me, I yield to no one.
Hey, what's up, people? I don't think I'm going to hit 33 by 150.
What about...
I'm just putting it out there.
What about you flip-flopping? How you still flip-flopping?
I haven't given it much thought since last week, but I'm sure the more I think about it, the more I'll flip-flop, so.
All right, well, speaking of flip-flops, we also have Donnie.
Flip-flops, yes. The countdown last statement is true.
All right, we are short on Alex this week, so it's just going to be a three-man show. So let's get into our updated trophy count. I am level 23, total trophies of 4806. With a plat count of 33. Donnie, what about you?
Level 24. Trophy count is 4614 and 61 plat steel.
All right. And what about you, Yield?
Hold on here. I made my computer do too many things at once and it's thinking. And I got to scroll up to the page and I'm getting the pinwheel color.
You know how to do that.
Wait. We're good now. Hey, you leave me alone. I've been watching football all day long. This was my first internet time, so you just be quiet, mister. Level 17, trophy count of 2,597, and a platinum count of 29.
Now, you have 18 episodes to go, and you just said you don't think you're going to get to 33. Why is that?
Yeah, well, I mean, if I farmed out some of my... really not easy games, but my easier to platinum games here pretty quick, I could do it, but I probably won't make it. I'm in Grand Theft Auto. I've got some games to go back and finish platinum them out. So, yeah, I probably won't make it.
All right. And speaking of what you've been playing, you've been playing Grand Theft Auto and what else?
Who, me?
Yeah. Okay.
Been playing Grand Theft Auto 5, Jetpack Joyride, Star Wars Pinball, Pocket Trains, Pain, Just Cause 2, Plants vs. Zombies on my Vita, and the Beyond Two Souls, Wolf Among Us, and Lego Marvel Super Heroes demos.
Alright, Donnie, what about you, buddy?
I've been playing nothing but Kingdom Hearts HD. And I only cut on my Grand Theft Auto just to see if I got me my check. FEMA never came, so I cut it off.
We're not even going to go there. What have I been playing? I was playing Walking Dead on the Vita until it screwed me over.
I realized you was chumping.
No.
Oh, yeah? What happened?
I got to the fifth episode, or the fifth chapter, and I... just went to look at the trophies to see if the DLC trophies counted as part of the platinum, and of course it didn't. But then I noticed that the second trophy associated with the fourth chapter, it didn't pop.
Pop. You finish the chapter at pop, or you finish the you finish chapter at pops.
Well, apparently, but for some reason the trophy didn't pop.
So you just go back and play it again.
Well, I'm doing that, but here's my problem. In order to go back and do that, you have to erase all further progress. So I would have to play the entire fourth chapter all over again just to get back to the fifth chapter.
We'd do it.
Oh, now you're telling me to jump it.
No, I'm not. You're doing it anyway already, so just do it.
All right. So, and then I played a little Grand Theft Auto V. I'm almost done with the story, I think.
Where you at?
You can check in your statistics and see how many story missions you've done out of how many total there are.
That's true, and I haven't done that. Well, let's see if I can tell you guys without spoiling anything.
Yeah, don't spoil anything, because I'm really... the last time I played, I was just dorking around for 3 hours.
Let's see. No, I really can't. I can't, because it's plot points. So, Donnie, I'll tell you after the show.
He's a lot farther along than I am.
Yes. Donnie, I know you said you were playing Kingdom Hearts HD, correct?
Yep.
So let's go into our first topic. Now, you were playing Kingdom Hearts HD 1.5 Remix, and recently Square Enix has announced that Kingdom Hearts 2.5 Remix will be coming exclusively on the PlayStation 3 in 2014.
The mofos.
The follow-up collection is set to include Kingdom Hearts 2 Final Mix, Kingdom Hearts Birth by Sleep Final Mix, and Kingdom Hearts Recoded. Now, while Kingdom Hearts Recoded is set the same treatment as 358/2 Days in the previous collection to be featured through unplayable HD cinematics, this marks the first time that the two other games will be available outside of Japan in their final forms. Now, Donnie, I know you're a big Kingdom Hearts fan, probably the biggest one on the show. You already made your comment, so I'm going to let you lead off your opinions about this.
I'm happy just because Kingdom Hearts 2 is my favorite of the Kingdom Hearts series, but it ain't really too much I can say. Who didn't know this was not coming? I'm just mad at the fact that they just... which I somewhat understand the 0.5 of the HD collections now, but I would still rather for me just to give us 2 and 1, and that's it.
Well, you don't want to play the other games?
That's one thing I can say. I'm a Kingdom Hearts fan, but I'm not a fan of the spinoffs, so no.
Did you ever play the spinoffs before they're playing the 1.5?
Yep.
Okay.
I played two of them, and I didn't finish them, but I didn't care for them.
All right, well, we got some more Kingdom Hearts news. Kingdom Hearts 3 will feature a theme song performed by, oh my God, how Tricky's going to need some help with this, Hikaru Utada?
That's good.
Sure.
Okay. They'll be happy to know that the former performer of the staple songs Simple and Clean and Sanctuary will return to work on Kingdom Hearts 3 to work her magic once again.
Oh, yes.
Now, Donnie, I know that you were a little excited to be talking about this, so again, I'm going to let you start off the conversation.
I just want to say yes, just because her voice is so beautiful. It makes me warm inside every time I hear her voice.
That's why you wanted me to do the show, so you can get an E. Woody over somebody's voice.
I have both of those songs, the theme song, the 1 and 2, on my PlayStation. So I play with it, and on my iTunes. So.
Well, we don't want to know what you play with when you listen to them songs, all right? This is a children's show, for crying out loud.
Yeah, a children's show with the name Whores in the name.
I play with Kingdom Hearts.
Exactly.
I play with Kingdom Hearts when I
play. Oh, so that's what you call it.
All right, well, let's talk about a couple things that we're not going to be playing for a while. Time to move into the sad news of the show. Sony has confirmed, along with EA, that there's going to be some delays coming out. First thing is Ubisoft has confirmed that Watch Dogs will be delayed until at least March of 2014.
Dry your eyes, Tricky.
I got to dry my eyes because I was really wanting to play that game. But this is across all platforms, which I think is a major shot to Sony, being that this was one of their launch titles, and it's actually the game I was buying to play on my PlayStation 4.
Did you get the bundle?
Yeah, I got the bundle, which Amazon had to turn around and re-give me the bundle.
I was going to say, so has Sony actually officially made a statement on what they're doing with these bundles? Because we kind of touched on this on GameTwerp a little bit, and as of when we recorded that last week, they just dodged the question. They were just like, well, I hope players will really enjoy the game when it comes out. You know, just straight sidestepping the question and not answering it. So I didn't know if they had come out in that time and been like, you know, like Amazon, you know, well, here's your money back. You'll have to pre-order something else or what they were
well,
doing.
Well, Sony's only confirmed bundle, and I say Sony's, the only bundle that Sony is selling is the Killzone Shadowfall bundle. All the other bundles that you're getting off of Best Buy, off of Amazon, off of GameStop, those are bundles that those companies are putting together to sell them. So officially, it's not like Sony's turning around and saying, we have to refund your money. This is just a bundle that the stores put together to try to entice people to buy a game and the console at one time.
Well, then, so Amazon gave you back your bundle. Why didn't they just basically refund you the price of the game and still let you have your system?
Well, that's what they did. What they did was I went from a Watch Dogs launch bundle to a PlayStation 4 launch bundle, but they kind of screwed up a little bit because they gave me a bundle which includes two controllers, which was not the original launch bundle. So they're sending me an extra controller, and they're sending me Watch Dogs for free when it ships, and I'm getting free shipping on my system when it launches.
Oh, well, good for you then. I mean, that's a win.
Better for them. That's a better bundle right there.
at launch, the PlayStation 4 still will have Killzone Shadowfall, Knack, Assassin's Creed Black Flag, FIFA 14, Call of Duty Ghost, and that's really it.
Oh, crap.
Have you been seeing the commercials for Call of Duty Ghost?
Yes.
Oh, my God. I had to suffer through those, like, constantly during football today. I'm just like, oh, God, these commercials are stupid.
Now they really don't have a launch title or launch stuff.
Sony has also lost another launch title, and that would be Drive Club. Drive Club has been delayed till 2014, but here is the problem with this. If you remember back in E3, Sony announced that Drive Club PlayStation Plus Edition was going to be the first title given away for PlayStation Plus on the PlayStation 4.
Yes.
So, this affects the fact that you're not going to get a PlayStation Plus game at launch. Drive Club PlayStation Plus Edition will still be part of the Instant Game Collection when it is released. But in the meantime, another game will take its place, a yet unannounced game.
Is that the game where you can actually feel the velvet in the interior?
Yes.
Awesome. And it has smell-o-vision where you can smell the rubber.
Oh my goodness. Yes.
All right.
That's also the same game where you can smell the new car smell on when they're.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you can transform your car mid-race into a four-wheel drive.
All right. Speaking of delays, I got one more delayed.
What?
DICE had considered delaying the PlayStation 4 and Xbox One versions of Battlefield 4. Now, as of right now, it is not confirmed, but it's highly rumored that Battlefield 4 for the next generation of consoles might be delayed. So if you're looking for those games, you know, if you're looking for one version of that game, please just keep your ear out, and if we hear anything, we will definitely report it on the show. Now we've done all the sad news, let's get into the crazy news. You guys ready for this?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Crazy.
Okay.
News. Let's go.
Does anybody know anybody that lives in Brazil?
Just my Brazilian model girlfriend that my wife don't know about.
Okay, well, you might want to let her know when you do know about her, PlayStation 4 at launch will cost her about $1,800 American.
Oh, she can afford it.
Yes, it has been confirmed that the world's most expensive PlayStation 4 is in Brazil at $1,800, which I don't know the Brazilian monetary, but it's $3,999 whatever Brazilian dollars are.
That is
gold plated.
I don't know, but I guess just because maybe the it maybe costs a lot to ship it down there.
So if we go down there with $400, we're rich.
Yeah.
I'm about to save up.
Speaking of being rich, you don't have to be rich to get Ratchet and Clank into the Nexus when it comes out on November 12th for the $30 price point.
That's so awesome.
To make the deal even better, when you buy Ratchet and Clank into the Nexus, you're going to get Quest for Booty for free.
Oh, it's even better. Who doesn't want booty for free?
Who doesn't want to go on a quest for booty?
What games do you have to play first? Do you have to play Quest
Tools
for
of
Booty,
Destruction?
And then what's the second
Tools
one?
Of Destruction, and then it was Quest for Booty.
Tools of Destruction, and then?
Then Quest for Booty.
So if I play Tools of Destruction, then play Quest for Booty, and then play Into the Nexus, correct? Is that how I need to do this?
No, then you had to play... Hold on, I'm Googling it right now.
No, it's Tools of Destruction, Quest for Booty, A Crack in Time, and then Into the Nexus. But if you want to get technical with it, 1, 2, 3, 4, Quest for Booty, Crack in Time. That's a lot of flip-flopping.
That's not a lot of flip-flopping. I just want to know what order I need to play these games, because I want to get into the Nexus. But yet, I want to be able... My brother-in-law has the other disc Ratchet and Clank game, so I can borrow them from him, play them in time, so that way when they make the jokes into the Nexus about past experiences or whatnot, or future experiences, since this might be, is this a prequel? I said it was
a sequel. Yes.
So it's a sequel. When they make jokes about the past games or past experiences, I'll get the jokes and find them funny.
Not unless they do the first three ones.
All right, speaking of things that are not funny, and Donnie alluded to this in the opening of the show, Grand Theft Auto Online $250,000 stimulus handout has been delayed until early next week.
Man, it's like the government.
I was about to say the same thing. Man, I was about to say the same thing.
Hey, we're going to give you a bunch of money. Maybe next week.
Well,
then when next week comes, it'll be, maybe it'll be next week.
Right, Donnie didn't put the link in the agenda that I asked him to, so I'm actually going back to bring up that link from the other.
Sorry about that, boss.
No, that's fine, because this is part of the topic. So, guys, talk amongst yourselves a second, because my computer's, like, flipping out on me right now.
Flipping out, man! Donnie, what happened to your lines today, man?
I do not watch sports.
You watch no sports at all? None?
I don't watch. Only time
what about
I watch,
baseball? Your Tigers were in the playoffs.
Dude, the only time I watch sports if I'm forced to over somebody else's house. I can't do it, man. I get ADD watching and playing video game sports.
Tricky even admits that he doesn't really watch much football, but he's still a Giants fan.
Okay, I'm not a fan of any. If I'm not playing him physically, then I get ADD.
Alright, bring back to the show.
Very.
Alright, back to the show.
With the simulation packets being delayed, the patch did come out that we were talking about in which the money would be a part of, but here's some other changes they made to Grand Theft Auto Online. It fixed numerous issues that were causing vehicle loss and or loss of vehicle mods, fixed an issue where the incorrect car is replaced when choosing to replace a car in a full garage, fixes an exploit allowing players to sell the same vehicle multiple times, fixed an issue that caused personal vehicles to be duplicated, fixed an issue where some players were unable to pay utility bills on an own apartment or house, fixed an issue where players were not getting crew invites, fixed an issue where the starting point for the tutorial race was not appearing, fixed an issue where joining jobs from within a player-owned garage, Fixed an issue where players are getting stuck while using playlist. Fixed an issue causing black screens, long load times, and players getting stuck in the Skycam. Added detail to the UI to clarify that characters created while Rockstar Cloud is unavailable are temporary and not saved. Added changes to the character creator to make better looking default characters with the quote random option. And players now only lose a maximum of $500 upon death in free mode.
Just stay out of free mode as much as possible if you can. Now, I wouldn't say that. I just say stay away from other players because they some chumps.
Why? What's wrong with free mode?
No, there's nothing wrong with free mode. I just say stay away from other players.
That's what I do in free mode.
Okay.
If people start coming near me, I just jump out of the room. People ain't screwing with me.
All right. Now, if you're planning to get a PlayStation 4, it's good to know that you can start pre-ordering your PlayStation 4 games on the PlayStation Store. Sony has begun rolling out next-generation software pre-orders on the PSN and the SEN stores, beginning with PlayStation launch titles Knack and Warframe. This allows current-gen PS3 to help pave the way for the upcoming PlayStation 4, kind of like an older brother sibling putting up wallpaper in a nursery to prepare for their new baby brother.
Huh?
Yes, I did read that from an article. No, that did not come out of my head.
That's why I'm laughing.
Users log on to the PlayStation version of the PlayStation Store can find the games by scrolling down to the PlayStation 4 preview menu. Knack is listed at $59.99, while Warframe is free. This is Otterin, but it's ordering. A free-to-play game might seem strange, but doing so will net you in-game money and an exclusive weapon skin. These downloads will be ready to install on launch day for the PlayStation 4. Now, do you guys think it's pretty cool that you can pre-order your PlayStation 4 games from your PS3?
Nah, don't care.
If you're going the digital route, yeah, that would be pretty cool. I mean, like Donnie, I don't care, but from a business standpoint and a consumer standpoint of if you are the digital person, then yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's all right. It's just that I cannot word this. I would most likely be on my Station 4 if I was to do any type of business for the Station 4.
Okay.
Yeah, with the stuff that goes on, especially with digital games and other mishaps in the interwebs, I wouldn't want anything to up my percentage of not getting my stuff, so I would do everything through the Station 4.
You just have no faith in technology, do you, Donnie?
Yeah, this shows me delay. That puts faith in me. Fixing this bug and fixing that bug has been delayed until next week so we can fix this bug. Yeah, that puts faith in me.
But Donnie, you know, sometimes they can't find a bug until the game's rolled out.
Okay, I'm not saying it that it's no biggie. I'm just saying, and to avoid that, I wouldn't do it like that. That's just me. I would try to lower my chances on something not happening by just going to the direct source instead of just doing anything else. It's the same thing as like telling you know your kid is about to do this, but you tell them anyway, just so you can get it out there. Like, I know you're going to do this, but I'm telling you anyway so you can know not to do this.
All right. Yo, do you have anything else you would like to say?
No.
Okay, let's go into our housekeeping. We don't have a question of the week this week.
I do got a question.
Oh, my Lord. Somebody wants to get done. Get it, Donnie. What's your question of the week?
We got 20 minutes. All right, my question of the week is, how do you feel about... I know we went through this before, I think, but not technically. I don't know, but how do you feel about the pre-order bonuses for physical copies versus the downloadable copies? Because I think downloadable copy pre-order bonuses are crappy.
Well, you have to give us an example.
Well, they are.
I don't know exactly what you're talking about here.
What I mean by... Well, when you pre-order something like the hard copy, and you know you get the pre-order bonuses, you get like tangible stuff like stuff you can actually hold, and it'd be, you know, depending on what you want or what you were looking for, you know, it'd be some pretty decent stuff because you wanted it eventually. Digital, free wallpaper.
Well, what do you expect them to do? If you pre-order Watch Dogs, you think that Ubisoft should mail you a statue?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me, Donnie?
I'm just saying, I just think it's kind of funny that how, you know, they be trying to make it so enticing for the pre-order of the downloadable titles. Like, they be trying their best to make those more better than the hard copy pre-order bonuses. And I'm not saying, because hard copies do, depending on what you want, they are crappy too. But I would much rather go for the hard copy pre-order bonuses than a wallpaper or an avatar.
That's all I was asking. Okay, I want to let you go because I'm a little befuddled right now.
I wasn't really.
Yeah, I don't think a lot of our listeners actually pay attention to what Donnie says.
Okay. Close the show.
What I got out of what he was saying. If you pre-order a hard copy, you can sometimes get something to actually hold, be it an art book, like I got with Last of Us, or Lego games, it'll give you a Lego figure or a keychain, plus some downloadable content. You know, more often than not, when you get some type of pre-order, you either get some type of DLC or you get a little something to hold. When you order it online, pre-order it through the PSN, all you get, you may get some of the DLC. They're starting to tag on some of the DLC that you get free if you order it through the hard copy. But instead of being able to get that little extra, you know, physical knick-knack that you get a free theme. If they're not going to do anything more to entice you to be like, you know, well, here's $5 less, here's $10 off or something, to make it a lot more, ooh, that's a better deal. I'm sorry. Most of us are out and about. You can go to GameStop, you can order on Best Buy, Amazon, or whatever, and you can still get a hard copy and get a better deal with your knickknacks or whatever as compared to ordering it online. Unless you live in a cave.
And even with the downloadable titles like the wallpaper or the themes, when you hard copy pre-order, you even get those too on top of the other tangible stuff. And all you
not
get...
Not all the time.
Not all of the time, but a lot of the times. You get everything you would get for the digital pre-order that you would get for the hard copy pre-order, and plus the tangible stuff. It wasn't nothing big. We didn't have a question, so I just asked. Well, Tricky always wanted to make something to say about whatever.
I'm not even gonna say nothing. I'm gonna leave it alone. I'm gonna take the high road this week.
Now we can close.
Thank you, Donnie. I'm so glad that I have your permission to close out the show now.
Do it quick. 15 minutes, partner.
I got 14 minutes to take all. I got 14 minutes to fill on the housekeeping. Yield.
Yo.
I know that Proven Gamer is looking for some help. Do you know what positions that Proven Gamer is looking for?
Well, I believe we're looking for staffers. We're looking for writers. We're looking for writers, podcasters. I'm sorry, the role of Rump Shaker has already been filled.
No, it has not.
Yes, it has.
Move on. The role of Rump Shaker is closed. Auditions are over with. Please go to provengamer.com for the voting.
Don't actually say that because there is no poll.
General news people. What? Who?
There is no poll. Nobody go to Proven Gamer look for a poll. I'm going to get emails and tweets and phone calls going, where the hell is the poll at?
Yeah, but can you imagine the hits we'd get while that's going on?
Yeah, we'd get two hits. We'd get one hit for Donnie voting for himself, and we get one hit for Alex voting for himself.
We have to have a rump off.
ProvingGamer.com is looking for some staff members. We're looking for writers, podcasters, video editors, news reporters, and generalize any help for the site. If you're interested in helping out the site, please go by the website and click on the Help Wanted tab and fill out the application. While you're there, stop by and read all of our... Hold on a second. Are you kidding me?
You're on Destiny Crash?
No, I'm watching TNA's Bound for Glory. Oh. They just gave the tag team belts to Bromans. If you're interested in helping out the site, please go by and click on the Help Wanted tab and fill out the application, and I will get back to you as soon as possible. While you're there, stop by, read all of our articles, and check out our videos. Speaking of our videos, stop by YouTube and search for Official Proving Gamer and check out those videos there. Donnie, we need a couple movie reviews coming out, man.
Man, don't look for them no time soon. I'm sorry. I know I said I was going to have them up, but man, it's, like I said, it's so hard being a one-man crew, man. It's so hard.
All right. Speaking of one-man crew, I was the one-man crew in defense of what a trophy chump is. If you want to know what I'm talking about, go listen to our other podcast, PG Spoilers. You like that little transition?
You defended yourself violently.
You like that little transition there?
That was a good transition.
Thank you.
I like that. It flowed very well.
All right. If you're listening to the show, chances are you listen to us on iTunes. But if you're not on iTunes and you just listen to us, maybe it's on Stitcher. Yeah, maybe not. Maybe you listen to us on the site. There's several ways you can listen to us. But either way, go to one of those locations and please leave us a review, preferably 5 stars. Donnie would greatly appreciate it.
Yes, I would.
If you want to let Donnie know how bad of a host he is, but good job of an editor he is, you can contact us. You can email us, trophyhorse@provinggamer.com. You can hit us up on Facebook. Please do a search for Proving Gamer. Hit that like button. Let Donnie know that he's a horrible host, but a good editor. If you want to hit us up on Twitter, there you can contact the site at Proving Gamer. You can contact the show at Trophy Horse. You can contact me at Tricky Mick. You can contact Donnie at Young Twist. And you can contact Yield at I Yield to No One. How you guys liking the housekeeping so far? I'm changing it up.
I can combat that.
You've got 10 minutes.
I know. I'm trying to delay this as much as possible.
Dude, I'm going to fill in, cut out these gaps, man.
No, Donnie, I don't care how you take out the show. I'm trying to get as close to 9 o'clock as possible.
Oh, dude, you ain't got to worry about I would cut off in a heartbeat.
All right.
Donnie will be mid-shout-out. I'd like to give a shout-out to our... Oh, crap, it's 9 o'clock.
All right, we have some sponsors. Let's talk about our first sponsor, which is our most important sponsor, Extra Life. Please, Extra Life is right around the corner. Please, if you can and want to, please stop by extra-life.org and do a search for Proven Gamer Team and donate to any member of the team. Currently, there's only one, so basically I'm asking for your donations. Because nobody else on the site decided to sign up for Extra Life this year.
I didn't realize when it was. And then by the time I realized when it was, like, it was kind of too late to put something together now.
Not really.
Did you hook yourself up with Sony to try to win prizes?
No, I did not.
Because you see Sony's pimping out Extra Life on the little news bar.
I see that.
I saw it. I was quite impressed.
All right. The next sponsor we have is Miracle Cup, because that's also associated with Extra Life. Our friend Undead Dog is doing a simulation race. Please stop by MiracleCup.org and donate to one of the cars, preferably the Proven Gamer car, which is yet to get a donation.
I need to go over and donate to that. I really
do. So do I. I keep forgetting.
What race game is he racing?
I don't know. You have to go to Extra. You're going to have to go to MiracleCup.org to find out.
Oh, I will go to MiracleCup.org.
And while you're also cruising the web, if you like spending a little money, stop by Proving Gamer first. Click on this link. What link is that, Donnie? Amazon! Yes, click on that Amazon link, and it will bring you to the Amazon website. While you're there, do your shopping. Doesn't cost you anything extra and does help out the site tremendously. So tremendously that I think we want to talk about how awesome Amazon is. Yield, do you want to talk about how awesome Amazon is?
No, you know how awesome Amazon is. Why do I need to talk about it?
Because we're trying to delay until 9 o'clock. I was hoping you can, you know, improv here.
Oh. Yeah, they're awesome.
Amazon is so awesome. How awesome is it, Donnie? Well, I'll tell you how awesome
is it, Donnie?
All right, let's move on to our shout-outs. Yo, do you have any shout-outs? Oh, wait. Forget the shout-outs. We forgot one thing.
Oh, wait. Okay.
Donnie, people want to get a hold of you. They said screw Twitter. They said screw email. Screw Facebook. They want to call you. They want to talk to you. They want to hear that sexy, feminine voice of yours. What number do they call?
330-PROVEN-9. That's 330-776-8369.
All right, now we can move on to shout-outs. You'll do shout-outs?
I'll give a shout to the fans for listening to us each and every week. Eagerly anticipating each episode as it comes out.
All right, Donnie, your shout outs, buddy.
Yeah, I'm going to give a shout out to also the fans who I know eagerly anticipate on the next time they're going to get their feel of Donnie. Well, it's only a week away. Thanks for listening. And I do love you guys.
And I want to give a shout out to Silas Robinson on Duck Dynasty. He's absolutely fucking funny. I want to give a shout out to Awesome J95 and Always Rollin', who I just deleted off my PlayStation friends list because they haven't signed on in over 30 days each.
You just a horrible person, idiot.
I want to give a shout out to Donnie's mom and grandma.
Good. I'm about to go join her.
I want to give a shout out to Tricky's goddess, who is trying to reach through the microphone right now to choke Donnie.
I'm about to go join her too.
Oh, you could think I have a headset on, Donnie, because she's got the car key in her hand. And MapQuest and directions to Detroit.
What, she wants to choke Johnny? She's
going
to
put the other bullet in his other knee.
That MapQuest is going to put you in a bad area.
All right, and that is going to bring us to the end of the shout-outs. Donnie, with 5 minutes to spare, if there's nothing else, thank you, everybody, for listening to this train wreck of a show. We will do a better show next week where we're not rushed and more prepared. And we can actually have Alex back.
Yeah, maybe Alex will come back. Where's he?
He went to the land of the Canucks.
Oh, he went up.
Yeah, he went to visit our friend Amanda.
Oh, how you doing?
Canada.
How you doing? All right. If there's nothing else, until next week, happy trophy hunting.
Peace out,
Donnie. Go watch your zombies.
Hey, it's not about the zombies, man. It's about...
It's always living. About the zombies.
No, it's about living.
Check it. Check it. You done made it to another one.
Replay.
Now download another one.
Continue your whoredom.
Or you can go and do a tricky man and
chop it.
However you do it. Just to forget the ray and leave a comment. And thanks for getting listen to the show. Now it's time for me to go. Peace out to another episode.